As you might have noticed, I talk about a lot of weird stuff, so imagine researching all that. As I end up on all sorts of websites, I use incognito mode. But did you know incognito mode isn't enough to hide your browsing history? All your online activity is still 100% visible to a ton of third parties, unless you use ExpressVPN. Without it, your internet provider, mobile network, and admin of your Wi-Fi, like your boss or parents, can still see every website you visit. To avoid that, ExpressVPN reroutes 100% of your traffic through secure and encrypted servers. ExpressVPN is the best VPN, rated number one by top reviewers like The Verge. It's really easy to use and works on all devices. We can't take our online privacy and safety for granted, and I feel very unprotected without my ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today by visiting expressvpn.com/beamazed. That's expressvpn.com/beamazed, and you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/beamazed.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
On December 23rd, 2015, the website Mysterious Universe posted something that left netizens scratching their heads. They shared an intriguing image that apparently showed an ancient tablet complete with rudimentary button-like keys that mysteriously resembled a 90s cell phone. The post claimed that the discovery had been made by archaeologists digging in the city of Fuschl am See in the Austrian state of Salzburg. Although crucial details like the names of the archaeologists or any official comments from the dig were nowhere to be seen, the website also bolstered a conspiracy theory that the object was concrete evidence of alien life. The post quoted author Zechariah Sitchin, who claimed that the 800-year-old cell phone proved that an alien race known as the Anunnaki had come from Nibiru, the rumored planet X beyond Neptune, and introduced the Sumerian civilization of Mesopotamia to advanced technology. It might sound totally whack, and that's because it is. The 800-year-old cell phone was actually just a piece of art created by a German sculptor, Karl Weingartner, who specializes in replicas of ancient art. This particular piece, nicknamed Babylon Nokia, was created in 2012 to represent the evolution of information transfer from the ancient world to the present. After posting the piece for sale on Facebook, the image started to circulate online and the myth was born. The internet is full of hoaxes like this one, but for every fake one, there's another genuine mystery that's confused the world, and we're about to solve some of the very best.
You're listening to
Be Amazed. Let's forget about fossilized Nokias for now and explore something even more mind-blowing instead. A 2,100-year-old iPhone. The mysterious gadget in the cover image of this episode might look like your beloved smartphone, but could the strange 7x3-inch object really be an early incarnation of 21st century tech? This extraordinary discovery was made in September 2019 by archaeologists digging in an area dubbed the Russian Atlantis. The Alatay Necropolis in the so-called Sayan Sea is a 240-square-mile man-made reservoir located upstream of the Sayano-Sushenskaya Dam, Russia's biggest power plant. The reservoir is usually submerged in water, but in the summer months, the water level drops by nearly 60 feet, giving the ground a desert-like appearance. According to historians, the iPhone dates back to the ancient Xiongnu Empire, a huge nation of nomads that ruled the area from the 3rd century BC to late 1st century AD. But who did it belong to? The so-called iPhone was actually found inside the grave of an unidentified woman nicknamed Natasha, who lived before the birth of Christ. A total of 110 burials have been discovered so far on the island in the reservoir, but the strange object commanded special attention. Was Natasha an ancient time traveler? Not quite. It turns out she was just a bit of a fashionista. According to experts, the smartphone-like block is actually just a belt buckle, and a posh one at that. The buckle is carved from black gemstone jet rock with a regular pattern of semi-precious stones like turquoise and mother-of-pearl inlaid. Good luck taking a selfie on that thing. Next up, the 3,000-year-old Egyptian hieroglyphs discovered in the Pharaoh Seti I's temple in Abydos, Egypt in 2016 took the internet by storm because they bear an uncanny resemblance to helicopters, airplanes, and other modern aircraft. As the mysterious writings, which became known as the helicopter hieroglyphs, baffled historians, conspiracies about how such futuristic tech ended up etched in stone spread like wildfire. To depict these things, the Egyptians must have laid eyes on them first, right? This could only mean one thing: time travel. According to conspiracists, visitors from some far-flung advanced planet must have brought the details of the aircraft to the Egyptians. The extraterrestrials in question were also allegedly behind the building of the pyramids, as well as other famous monuments like Stonehenge. However, skeptics have rightly pointed out that the Egyptians recorded most events to proudly share their achievements. You'd have thought that being visited by aliens and informed about technology from the distant future would have been recorded somewhere other than on the roof of some forgotten tomb. So, is there a logical explanation behind these baffling hieroglyphs? Well, it turns out they're just the result of an ancient typo. According to the blog Rain is Cool, there are actually two sets of hieroglyphs which have been accidentally overlapped. Construction of the tomb was started under the rule of Seti I, whose name was carved first, but when his son Ramses II completed it, his name was then written over the top. Sorry, not sorry, Dad. The overlapped text ended up looking exactly like a group of aircraft. I know it's a hard-to-believe coincidence, but feel free to take a look online and make your own judgment. Now, of all the items you'd expect to turn up in a dig from 2,500 years ago, a tiny Segway is probably not one of them. Yet this next ancient object seems to defy all logical expectations. An ancient object that looks exactly like a Segway was discovered in the Celtic hill fort at Horné Orasany in the Trnava district of western Slovakia in the Little Carpathian Mountains above the village. The hill fort was first discovered in the early part of this century by so-called treasure hunters who damaged the site with their illegal excavations. According to archaeologists, the vast majority of the remaining hoard dates back circa 5 to 1 century BC in the early European Lateni Iron Age era. Surely even the smartest minds of this ancient civilization couldn't have predicted that humans would be whizzing around on a two-wheeled balance board that wasn't even invented until 2001. I hate to burst your bubble, but the futuristic find is indeed too good to be true. The Hilford showed clear evidence of blacksmithing activities, and most of the items found there were genuine Celtic jewelry. That's right, this so-called Segway is actually just a very, very old brooch. In fact, a total of 11 animal and human-headed brooches were found in the Hilford, and they just so happened to resemble the modern tech thanks to their bronze wheel-like fastenings. Okay, so our ancestors didn't secretly invent the Segway, but how do you explain a 2,000-year-old carving of someone riding a bicycle, considering this method of transport wasn't even invented until the 19th century? The baffling carving was discovered in India's Panchavarnaswamy Temple by Praveen Mohan, who documented the find on his YouTube channel in July 2018. Mohan and various other conspiracists initially claimed that the very existence of the carving seemed impossible, considering the temple is mentioned in a text called Tabaram, which dates back to the 7th century. The temple may indeed be ancient, but that's not to say it hasn't received a helping hand over the years to keep it in good condition. In fact, some say that parts of the temple were renovated about 100 years ago when the mass-market bicycle would have been a novelty in Tiruchi. Amateur historian Dr. R. Kalaikovan explained that the sculptor may have seen someone on a bicycle and decided to have it recorded in stone. We'll probably never know for sure, but an ancient bicycle is surely more believable than an ancient laptop, right? Maybe it's our obsession with the digital world that motivates us to find modern tech and ancient artifacts, but the internet was aflame with speculation over a Greek sculpture.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
The stele, which belongs to J. Paul Getty Museum in Malibu, California, dates back to about 100 BC, but it first gained online attention in 2014 for its depiction of what seemed to be an ancient laptop complete with two USB ports. You might want to take a look online, but this sculpture essentially portrays a child holding an object that looks like an open laptop to a woman who's touching it while staring at its screen. And to top it all up, two holes on the side look suspiciously like USB ports. Let's get the facts straight first. What exactly is this sculpture all about? It's actually a traditional funeral marker designed to depict the deceased individual in a vibrant way. The child in the sculpture is likely a slave, judging by her clothing, while the woman being immortalized in stone was likely of noble birth, based on her ornate jewelry. Still, that doesn't tell us why she's reaching out towards the laptop, except it isn't a laptop at all. According to some scholars, the woman is just touching the lid of a very shallow jewelry chest. There's an even more logical explanation, though, which is that the laptop is actually a wax tablet that the ancient Greeks used to write letters and messages. This common object can be found throughout Greek artwork and is often seen being used with a stylus. The goddess Athena was even depicted using one. So, why the holes? Some have speculated that they may once have held perishable items or even some sort of decorative wooden facade, but exactly what graced this particular sculpture remains unclear. Similarly, two ancient statues found in India reveal an all-too-familiar sight. While one woman talks on the phone, the other is apparently checking her socials on an iPad. Welcome to the 21st century, right? Except these statues date back almost 1,000 years to a time when staying socially connected required actual face-to-face conversations. The statues in question can be found near the town of Palatana in Gujarat, India, where some 860 ancient Jain temples grace the top of a solitary rocky hill called Shatrunjaya. The temples can only be reached by pilgrims willing to climb nearly 4,000 steps to pay homage at the many tucks or temples which are adorned with statues of deities and Tirthankaras, which are like the Buddhas of the Jain faith. But now you should know that things are rarely as they seem when it comes to ancient artifacts wielding modern tech, and no, aliens were not involved. Although we can't be sure, it's likely that what looks like an iPad is really just a stone tablet which is being used to write a letter, much like the woman on the Greek stele. As for the mobile phone, many of the other statues in the temple show musicians with rudimentary instruments, which is what the smartphone-wielding woman might actually be doing, especially considering that she's holding a drum-like object in her other hand. One of the more convincing conspiracy theories, which supports the whole time-traveling aliens thing, focuses on an unusual symbol which has cropped up in ancient artifacts from all over the world, the designer handbag. This modern fashion symbol can be identified in artwork, sculptures, and carvings from Mesopotamia to Mexico, and there are even depictions of Egyptian gods sporting the accessory. Perhaps the earliest incarnation of the handbag can be found at Turkey's Göbekli Tepe, the oldest known temple on Earth, which dates back to 11,000 BC, where one of the many stone carvings situated there depicts a row of three bags with obvious straps. Considering the earliest handbags as we know it didn't really appear until the early 1900s, it seems inconceivable that these ancient civilizations secretly invented the object independent of each other. Conspiracy theorists have been quick to link the motif to the Anunnaki, the fabled alien race responsible for bestowing our ancestors with such advanced knowledge, but perhaps there's a more logical explanation. Although it may not be certain, it seems there is another explanation for the mysteriously reoccurring symbol that doesn't directly involve extraterrestrials or time travel. The most popular theory is that the handbag is not a fashion accessory at all, but a straightforward representation of the cosmos. The semicircle or handle represents the hemisphere of the sky, while the solid square base represents the Earth. This actually makes a lot of sense, considering these ancient handbags are usually pictured in the hands of deities and gods, who would be responsible for the unification of the earth and sky, and the material and non-material elements of existence. Either that, or the gods were seriously ahead of their time when it comes to the latest trends. Eat your heart out, Kim Kardashian. Next up, the Cathedral of Salamanca in Spain is adorned with a vast array of traditional stone carvings, among which visitors will find the mysterious likeness of a tethered astronaut floating above their heads on the northern facade. It's enough to make anyone do a double take, especially considering the cathedral was built between 1513 and 1733, long before humankind sent anyone into space wearing a now iconic spacesuit. Of course, as more people noticed the Salamanca astronaut, its unexplained existence fueled endless speculation about ancient space travel and apparent interventions from advanced alien races. Baffled tourists gathered beneath the stone carvings to marvel about how ancient stonemasons could have possibly predicted man's great venture into outer space. Spoiler alert, they didn't. As it turns out, the astronaut is not thousands of years old as it might appear. It's actually been around for less than 30. You see, as with many old and crumbling buildings, parts of the cathedral were due for a restoration back in 1992. Apparently, it's a tradition of cathedral builders and restorers to make their own additions or carvings to the facade they're working on as a sort of signature, and that's exactly what quarryman Geronimo Garcia did. After receiving the go-ahead, Garcia added a number of vibrant carvings, including a dragon eating ice cream, a dog, a crayfish, and an astronaut floating among the vines. Considering space travel was one of the most historically significant things to happen since the church was built, it made sense to immortalize it in stone. And it was a clever way to confuse future tourists, too. While some of these instances can be explained, some mysteries still seem to defy all logic. Rest assured, we'll be covering those, too, in future episodes. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time you want to be amazed.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.